Let's check the numbers as they settled up in Chicago. On this Tuesday afternoon, futures in the wheat pit were down 2.25 on their settlement price for the lead option March contract at $7.77. The May futures at 7.85 3/4, 2.25 lower at 7.85 3/4 was the settlement price. In July at 7.91 1/4, settlement there down 1.25. July hard red up 1/4 in Kansas City at 8.51 1/2. And the corn pit in Chicago showed a higher in the nearby contract March at 7.29 1/2, up 0.25 cent. The May futures up just 3/4 at $7.30 for the afternoon. And July corn at 7.20 1/2, unchanged. September futures $6.10 1/2, down 3 on the settlement price. In December at $5.87, down 3. Next year's March corn, $5.97, down 3 cents for the day. Beans futures finished at $14.51 3/4. They were up 4. The May at $14.39 3/4, up 6 1/4. And July at $14.29 1/2, up 6 3/4. November soybeans at $13.12 3/4, a settlement price there, up 2 3/4. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. The products for the soybeans in Chicago finished the bean meal at $4.23.50, up $3.20. Bean oil at $51.71, down 18 cents. Live cattle futures in the April at $132.97 1/2, down 42 1/2. The March at $148.82 1/2, down $1.07 1/2 in the feeder cattle. And the lean hogs at $89.62 1/2 were up 57 1/2 cents. Are you listening to the Closing Market Report? It is the 29th day of January. On the phone line for Tuesday afternoon, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Why, good afternoon, Todd.
What was the word from the floor?
Well, I think that basically we had a little bit of profit taking earlier in the overnight as we started up, and as we got into the day, the weather forecasts shifted a little bit. We saw that maybe there was going to be a little less rain in northern Argentina and southern Brazil. The noon forecasts last week showed significant rains in early February, and then they pushed that back from the 6 to 10 into the 11 to 15, and then now we're back into the 11 to 15, and, it's just a very unsure forecast, so we added a little weather premium back in for that. Basically, we're seeing continued tight old crop stocks and farmers being very stubborn sellers, and, the backup of boats to load down in Brazil, it's stretched out to 45 days now, so that's keeping an awful lot of interest on old crop corn and old crop beans here in the U.S.
And will it be able to keep that interest alive? 45 days is long enough to get through the February crop insurance setting month.
Well, it looks like maybe it's going to be at least the middle or second half of February before we see a lot of progress down there. Mato Grosso, basically the main bunch of their beans should be 25 to 30 days off. And with this continued moisture falling in the northern area, looks like we're delaying harvest, even if it's just another 5 to 10 days along the way. Why, that's another 5 to 10 days that the boats are backed up. And, we're the grocery store that can load out the best.
Hey, when you run the numbers for next year's crop, which makes better economic sense crop insurance-wise?
And corn.
Okay.
I believe we talked about this a little bit on Friday night. I think if you look at the farm doc figures and what we look at, and even the drag for double crop corn, we're seeing the corn for that high-priced cash rent ground. Now, I don't know how it fits in a lot of people's rotations and the idea of the yield drag on the double crop corn and to keep it back up there. And also for just harvesting, is figuring whether you can harvest all corn in the fall or that way. But right now, the best one figuring is the corn, looking at where we're at and basically what we think it'll be at the end of the time period.
Yeah, it makes economic sense, but only if you purchase crop insurance, I suppose.
The revenue protection crop insurance. I mean, basically, or possibly the GRIP, along the way. But it is definitely the one that comes out on top as we speak right now. So, we are looking at that. I've talked to a couple guys that are looking, putting ground out for cash rent, and they're saying that as they are getting bids back on it, they're bidding more if they say they can plant all corn.
Here's a question I have for you, because about 20% of the people, farmers in the state of Illinois, do not carry crop insurance. I suppose first you would tell them that they should. If they refuse to do that, what should they do in the marketplace if they're going to plant corn?
Well, I think that very much along the way, and we won't tell them they need insurance. We don't know what their financial situation is and what's going on. But we will tell them that if they don't, and they want to have a profitable business in farming this year, that we'd put some puts underneath some of these prices, because as we've all said and seen in all of our Outlook meetings and all of the predictions and whatever, that if we plant the acreage of the corn that we're talking about getting planted, and farmers up at 99.3, but even if we cut back to 96, 97 million acres of corn, basically, if we do not have a weather situation, we will not be at the prices we're at now. We're probably a dollar over where we will probably be this fall. So now, that doesn't mean we aren't going to have a weather situation, but I'd rather have a little protection in there if I had my druthers, I guess.
Anything else to add before I let you go for today?
That's about it for today, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon.